the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, the middle of Siman Shin Vav, regarding which what type of objectives is a person allowed to speak about on Shabbos, by Siv Ches on the bottom of Tzadi Tes Menalf. Says the Mechaber, here about Sakov, if someone is thinking about his business, Mutra, that's permitted as a Ketendim and Beis, only Shabbos because of delighting in Shabbos. Mitzvah shalei achshavim klal, it's a mitzvah not to think about them at all. Hey, be'enav should be in his eyes, kila komalach nasuya, as if all his work is really done. This is Mishabura, Sivkat, and Lamed Zayin. Here, Basak of Mutter, thinking about his work is permitted to, so like I said in the Pazib, but Dabi Dabir, that when it talks about what is prohibited to be done on Shabbos is from speaking your speech, which tells us, Dibra Asr, here Mutter, but speaking is forbidden, but thinking is permitted. Sivkat Lamachas. However, for any Shabbos, it's mitzvah shleyachshav for hulu that one should not think about them at all. Kol shekin, all the more so mishlei al day ha'hira. For sure, if through the thinking, he has tirdas halev or the aga, he's perturbed by emotionally, and he has his worries. These zorbers that for sure should be careful regarding this. I'm b'seisim. Look at the b'seisim, which Dirsha 38 brings that he writes name of the end. That such situations forbidden to think about these things. And he adds on that this is what he says by tefillas mincha menucha shalom hashkid vavetach. That Shabbos is a resting of peace and tranquility and trust, a complete rest that you, God, want. And also benching, we say, there shouldn't be any worry and lamenting on the day of our rest. Now, if through the thinking it caused him some pleasure, for example, a wealthy person that's thinking about the expenses of his of the wedding of his son, that for sure it's permitted to think about, and there's no mitzvah even to stop yourself from thinking about that. Sivkat Lamentas. Maybe in the Mechula should be in his eyes as if all his work is done. Like Mechilta says, 6 days you should work. But since you should do all your work. Think you could do all his work in 6 days. Ella rather shvoyis rest. As if all your work is done. Siv test. Also, Lemelani Hudi is forbidden to tell a non-Jew that he should go out of the Chumash Shabbos. Acha krei ba'ameis. To go find the relatives of the one who passed away, that they should come to eulogize him. But a sick person, that his world is overwhelming him, and he says, please send for his relatives. That for sure is permitted. Sivkat Mem says, Mishburam, Asalim of Ahulus, forbidden to tell a non Jew to go out of the Tchum to go find the relatives of the dead person. Specifically, the time to do after Shabbos, that's Motet permitted, because it's for the needs of a mitzvah, because of Zev Gimel, that's permitted. Not that he should do or go on Shabbos. Even if he tells him from before Shabbos, last Shabbos, and do on Shabbos, also it's forbidden, even if it's for the purposes of a bride or a person who died, says Magiram, name of the Ran. Sivkat and Mem Aleph, but for a sick person that is overwhelmed and he says to send for his relatives, Father Shore, that's for sure permitted. I feel let's get any hoodie rats, even to hire a non-Jew that runs. She already come parsois by Shabbos that he can run many parsois on Shabbos, Lobby Kureva by Matzah Shabbos to bring that guy's relatives on Matzah Shabbos. Kamkin Shore, that's also permitted conditionally to talk about the because we don't want that the sick person should be emotionally. Have a nervous breakdown that his relatives are not there, so therefore for that situation we permit Amir Lakum. Siv Yud, Lahachlof Mashkin and Yud B'Shabbos to transfer security, a collateral to non-Jew on Shabbos. Mutter Imu Malbush is permitted if it's a garment. And the non-Jew should take it out and the way of like wearing it as a garment. Says Ramah, Ma'ali Kama on Siman Shin Chafet. Says Mishbura, Sivkat and Membeis. So Mechaber said that if you're swapping a security to a non-Jew on Shabbos, that's mutter, that's permitted if it's a garment. That's coming to exclude from the halachic authorities that they hold. Giving back a security looks like some type of a transaction, like business, which is forbidden to be done on Shabbos. Sivkat and Membeis. It's and the non-Jew should take it out. Derech Mabushay. Like a way of wearing it, because halavachi asim. Because if you don't do that, says Mishmur, that's forbidden. The kibitrum and mushkan Yisrael, since it's security that's being held by the Jew, of a kilish shal Yisrael. It's as if it's the Jews, and therefore vas mishamar zayin. It's forbidden now for the non-Jew to carry it out with his hands because of the parents of wrongdoing. The mixi looks like shayisrael tivahu lo yitzili, as if the Jew commanded him as if the problem when there is anything belong to the Jew, as if he commanded him to carry it out, which you have a problem about Mara saying. Sivkot mem da Abdur Ramos said, Vayim l'kaman simishin chavei, which Mish Buru says, but that's specific gimel b'haga, to tell you that's good, she'in Yehudi yikach hamashkin ma'atzmai, the non-Jew should take the security on his own, v'nich acham m'kayma, and she put it, something else in its place, v'ligi b'yisrael, and that the Jew should not touch it at all. Siv Yud Al, mutra liknois b'ayis b'eretz Yisrael, it's permitted to acquire a house in Eretz Yisrael, m'nein Yehudi b'shabbos, from a non-Jew on Shabbos, v'chaisim m'mal b'arkais, and you could have it signed and documented in the courts. Hagash Shazer Ma Shalahem, meaning in their courts, except Shalahem in their writing. In those Rakhim Rabbanan, because then it's only rabbinically forbidden. Shem Yishav Eretz Yisrael, the Gazu says to Ezra that because of settling Eretz Yisrael, they didn't make a decree in those situations to make it forbidden. Sivkat Memhez is the Mishabura. It's permitted Liknus Bayis to purchase a house in Eretz Yisrael from a non Jew on Shabbos. The case is, so what does he do? Marale Kisim Shal Dinar. He shows him a wallet full of money. And the non-Jew goes and gets it signed and certified in the courts. I will also lead my slide, but it's forbidden for the Jew to give the money explicitly to the non-Jew. Sivkat Membab. Now, this is specifically regarding buying a house by Eretz Yisrael. The Surya, and Surya Eretz Yisrael, there was a halacha like Eretz Yisrael regarding this. Kain, Kazav Rambam, that's what the Rambam writes. Look at the Rambam, what he writes regarding this, which issue 41 brings, the Diri writes, that even though we ruled in Shulchan Aruch and Yerodei Kuf Nanav, that permitted like a tchila to sell a house in Surya to a non-Jew, but there's still a little bit of mitzah of acquiring it from them, and therefore it have this similar heter that we're discussing. Sivkat Mem Zayin. The Ramos said, this that Yelada habits verified and certified in the courts on Shabbos, that's in their courts, and in their writing, where they in Asam Hulu, that's only rabbinically forbidden. Yishevet as well. They weren't guys. But some what it means to say is like Sibazu. This writing here with Rabbanan, it's only rabbinic prohibition. But Shvus to Shvus, like they know so it's a rabbinic prohibition that is of a rabbinic meaning that a rabbinic prohibition through a non-Jew, because the actual writing itself is only rabbinically prohibited. Shemachi, therefore, he tinu from Yishevet as well. They permitted for the settling of Eretz Yisrael. But he says Va'im be'al locha and devimaskel b'chsav. That should be Aaron, we explained the Dasar Zerua, this pin of the Zerua that the Ramah is quoting, Dasar Chidoihi. It's a lone opinion. Vinlo Shemukum Bashas has no source in the Gemara. All the halachic authorities disagree with this. Srilu, they hold up, except Shalhem, even their writing, who Ism Derais is a biblical prohibition of writing on Shabbos. The Bechalash and Chayib. For all languages, one is liable. Because he's from Mishnah, like it's from the Mishnah, Shabbos Tav Kuf Gimel. Even so, he tied the chan. They permitted here all day in the Udi through a non-Jewish Yisrael so because of settling Eretz Yisrael. After the Mechaber passed the command, even though the Mechaber passed later on Simchin Zayin Sefei, the Melacha that writes a biblical prohibition also day in the Udi is forbidden through a non-Jew. After the Tzachmitz, even though it's a purpose, but Zehadi for this case is better. Well, if he's there, according to this, also Lemelin Yehudi, the Shabbos is forbidden to tell a non-Jew on Shabbos Lichtev Michtev to write a letter, a filatzerach mitzvah, even for a mitzvah purpose, unless if it's for a great purpose, such as Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Efshe Yesh Lachol, maybe one can be lenient. Vayin Leva Sim Reshayin Vav, Sim Beis Bahaga, which the Dirshu 45 brings that the Mishmeruv there writes that the Shlo is stringent, even the place where it is Tzerach Kodol, even where it is a great need. So what's this Bi'alacha that he just referenced? So in Divrei Maaseh Miksav Shalahem, he says, look at Mishmeru Sivkat Mem Zayin. He says, because this halacha has a nafkamin that has relevancy for many things, I said, okay, I'm going to explain this. He says, Ramah quotes Nimadar Zerua that a different script, besides for the Ksav Ashuri, the one that like we have in our Sefer Torah, is only Midrabban, it's only rabbinic, of the Ksiva, Malacha of Ksiva on Shabbos. He says, I looked at the Nimadar Zerua, not the Shabbos. I saw that he writes over there that it's not considered a Ksav Midaraisa, only if it's Ksav Ashuri or Ksav Yavani, Greek. And his primary foundation is built on the Yerushalmi, according to his explanation, as we're going to bring later on. It says, even in our context, that comes out from this Svara, Chumra, because we're not lenient even through a non-Jew, only in their writing, that so comes out that's a stringency, and that it sounds like according to Azurai, but we're not let Sav Ashuri. For this reason, Rama quotes his words, actually to be concerned for his Shita. However, so that it shouldn't come out as stumbling block for many things, is I had to have to expand these things and to explain that all the person disagree on this. So the Masechta Shabbos of Kav Gimel, the Mishnah brings that if someone writes in any language, he's chayav. So that shows us explicitly that the intention is for any language literally. Because if the intent of the Mishnah is only to include the Greek writing, as the other option that the Ezra brings, it shouldn't have said b'chaloshin. And you don't even have to have a proof for this. It says, however, just to verify this, so I won't hold back. It says, the Gemara Megillah, the Chesma Beis, brought in the Mishnah, in bein svarim letzvon mezuzas, only that the svarim, the sivritar, are written in that old b'chaloshin, in every language, tzvon mezuzas are only written ashuris. Shem Gamliel says, no, but even by sivritar, they didn't permit to, that it should be written only Yavan, it's only by Greek. So you see explicitly that Chaloshan is not just Greek, because that would be the other opinion. Rather means every language. So it says, I saw in the Ezra that it brings over there a raya to his svara, from this that it brought in the Yerushalmi over there. It says, ma b'chaloshan, what's b'chaloshan? So the words are like this, afila olaf, alpha. Now the Ezra there has a girsa also, besa, beta. It says, that's a toy cipher, it has to say, beis, besa. Yeah. That's his brought in the Mishnah Shkalim and the Paragimel, where in the Greek language, there it's alpha, besa, gamla. Alpha, beta, right? Gamla, gamma. So from the fact that Yerushalmi picks even aleph, alpha, beis, besa, it sounds like that specifically when he writes it in our writing or in the Greek writing. But in some other writing, that's not considered malach. That's how the Ezra explains it. So the truth, his interpretation of Yerushalmi is very tamur, very wondrous. First of all, the Mishnah said b'chalash. So how's the Yerushalmi going to explain that it means either Ashuris or Yavanis? Moreover, according to his interpretation, what's a fila aleph that the Yerushalmi says? It should have said alpha beta gamla, coming to teach you Greek. Moreover, according to his interpretation, the Yerushalmi contradicts itself in the same conversation, because it's brought over there in the Mishnah, a kaisav shtei oisius. So someone writes two letters, whether mishem echad, whether from two shtemis, whether from two simonias, like two signs, like two markers. In old language, yichayev. Amar Rizzi says, they weren't Mechayiv two Isis only because of Roshim, because you're making a market. So on that in Yerushalmi, it says, with the man, ton of simonis, who's the one that holds that for two, like, symbols, Yechayiv? Rizzi, because Yerushalmi holds that simonis from Lashon of a simon. What it means to say is, two simon ba'alma. That just, like, it's a marker for something, like a hashtag, symbol, whatever. As Rav Haigoin explains, wrote in the market Mishnah, look within the carbon aid on that, it's saying that Rizzi is the one that holds that the Chiyah of Kesav is because of Roshim, even for just two scratches, if it means something. Okay, but then afterwards it says, Ma b'chalosh. What does it mean in every language? Afila elif alpha. Now, if the interpretation is like, there's a ruah, the Mishnah contradicts itself. Because the Reisha, Mishtei Simonius, is Rabbi Yisi. So what's he saying? B'chalosh, the Kavana is on Ashurus and Yavanus. That's not Rabbi Yisi, because Rabbi Yisi, for sure, Yichayev b'chalosh. Because how could it be any less than Reisha Ma'ama just making two scratches? Rabbi Yisi is Yichayev. No, so the words of Yishalmi after that verifies the words of Rabbi Yisi. Look over there. How are you going to say that in the beginning it's talking about Rabbi Yisi, at the end of Rabbi Yisi, in the middle, the Yishalmi is mafsik, and then it says, not according to Rabbi Yisi. And it says, Befrat, that the Mishnah contradicts itself as we wrote. Moreover, it says, why would the halacha be different? The ideas of Shabbos from Gittin and other stars, which the Gemara and Gittin explicitly, that Yotas says, is b'chaloshin. That's how it's ruled in Eben Ezazim Kavchavav. And over there it also says, b'chasabla. Obviously, that's considered there. Ksiva. So Karchav says to be Alacha that there's a different interpretation of the word Yerushalmi. Says it appears to me what Yerushalmi means is like this. In the beginning, it says, Mishtei Simoni is Manihu. So it's a Rabbi Yisi. Then it says, Ma B'chaloshim. What it means to say is, what's the Chiddush? Since even Reshama Alma is Chayev. So it's not going to be worse than any language that it less than the Reshama Alma. That's what the Gemara is answering. What's B'chaloshim? What's the Chiddush in that? Afila Aleph Alpha. What it means to say is that in the beginning it was written Aleph Beis. Then he adds on the Aleph in every word, which becomes Alpha. He added on to the word Aleph, Aleph at the end. Or by Beis, he added on Aleph, Beisa. Then I would have said that that's worse. You're not really adding on anything when you're adding on that letter. That's the saying that you mechayev because it's Ksiv B'chaloshim. According to the Greek language, Aleph is not a word yet until you add on the extra Aleph at the end. So to, by the Beis, you add on another Aleph becomes Beisa. And even though that we need, there should be two letters that are read with it in tandem, the Yerushalmi holds that that's also included since the two letters, the two words are near each other. According to Yerushalmi, it sounds like that the Mishnah is talking about that the actual letter is Ashuri, it's just that the language is Yavani, and the Chiddush, like we said, that you're adding on the Aleph, it's making a word. But in truth, that even if the actual writing was also of Greek or of any language, it would also be chayv, as we hold regarding Gittin and Eben Ezim, Kirchhov, that every lettering, every language you can be is valid. And even though there it says in the Pasuk Chasab, and you could also say that the intent of Yerushalmi is to hint on what Rabbi Yerucham writes, that if you write one letter from this language or one letter from another language, you mechayev, and he doesn't bring any source, possibly that he explains the Yerushalmi that says, Afila Elif Alpha, like in the simple understanding, that is one letter in the form of our writing, and one letter in the that of the Greek, and the same thing is another language. So I say another interpretation of Yerushalmi, the Gilin Yashas, that I don't like, because that's the case, it should have said Afila Olaf Olaf. Moreover, that it sounds like the Gemara, in our Gemara, that Gloiter Ba'alma is not included in B'chal Lashon.
It's because the Dish of 49 brings that there he writes, that is talking about when you write the letter Aleph two times. And you can be liable because since in one of the languages there is a function of a shame, so it doesn't like that because then it should have said Aleph Aleph like he's saying. So it says the B'alach, what comes up from what we're saying is like this, that for any writing of any country, of any people, you're a chayim in a Torah. He says, go and see. The old Rishonim hold like this. The Rambam, in Perkei Yud Alef Melachos Shabbos, writes explicitly, if you write B'chol Ksav B'chol Lashon Yimichayev, it's obvious from Rash in the Mishnah that in every Ksav Lashon Yimichayev, the Rif, the Rush, or the Rikech, they quote the Mishnah B'chol Lashon Chayev as its form. They don't comment anything like the words of Yerushalmi. According to the Pirush HaZeruah, they should have brought it to illustrate this Dafka Yevani, not any other writing. Besides this, obvious explicit from the words of Rashi Perkei Chayev that on their writing, there's also Issa Darai, it's just because Yishev Eretz Yisrael, they permitted to say to a non-Jew. That's how the Ran explicitly explains the Mishnah, that for every Ksav, there's Shim Lashon, you're going to be Chayev, and that's a written Me'iri. Also, they like this Lashon of the Ran, as Mukhav from Rabbeinu Yainim, or Mukhav Taisin Gidna Chazim Beis, regarding some of the bias of a house from non-Jew, that their writing is also Issa Darai, it's just because Yishev Eretz Yisrael, they permitted Amir Lain Yehudi, and this proof. Magmar also brings this in submission mem, and that's obvious in the Rashi in Babakam Perkachayvon, the Rabban, before Perkablas, the Mil, like that Taisis, and that's the Baal Itas, obvious, like what we're saying, that he brings from the Sugi of Kaisim of Oina, Mlocha Dereis, is permitted through a non Jew Makamitzah, that's obvious also from other places that they quote the Mishnah as its form, and that's the Magmar submission mem, wonders on the words are over here, look over there, what he's lengthening, he wonders on the words, Nagoy Smaim, they write similar to this, and we'll explain with a little bit of our own additions, says the Bialocha, not to exempt by the writing of other languages, for the reason that even by Lashna Kaidish, I'll place in the hold that if you're missing the crowns of the Shatnas Gets on those letters that have crowns, Yipata, and for sure other languages, that there's no form of Ashuri. So it says, first of all, we pass it in Simon Lam Vav that the crowns are Namak. And therefore, Yechayv and Shabbos in all situations. And even in the place in the hold that by Ksiba Ashuris, if you're missing the crowns, it's possible. And therefore, by Shabbos, you'll also see the Potter. That's specifically by having a Sefer Torah Tmul Mezuzos. There they hold that it's not considered a writing without the crowns of Shatnas Gets. But by Gittin, Paskin Eben Ezer that you write Ksiba Ashuris without the crowns. And therefore, like the Sefer Torah differentiates by writing Stam is different. And even according to the report that he holds that also by Gittin, you need to have that the Isis should have the crown, and he also agrees that by other languages also kasha, and there it's not applicable to say it's missing the crown, since the way of writing is like that. Like he's wrote in the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin Peizayin that a get they wrote Ifris and the witnesses are Yevanis, like the Mordechai writes this old and has halachas ketanis. Look, but there what comes out from our words like this. Old Rishonim they all keep the same opinion, like the pasuk of the Mishnah that we quoted that for every ksav and every lashon yamichayim that the words are written goes maimini and hechatzvon that bring the nimr ben yoyel is a dasi chidah. It's a lone opinion and rejected from all these great opinions that we brought. It says, look later on, submission mem and primogam that resolves a little bit the shiz of the oil is brought, and that goes mem from the question of Ram, that in every language you're going to be chayiv, and the primogam is doichig, that he's going to explain the Mishnah Mechalosh, and that is only regarding the language itself, but the actual writing, possibly it needs to be Dafka Ashuris. Look over there, he didn't see the words of Ben Yoel, who's the one who espouses the shita's Brunner Ezra, that he explains explicitly that it means Mechalosh and regarding the actual letters, and that is only including Greek. Moreover, that what would be different than getting there? It says Bechasav, and it's obviously in the Gemara getting up your test, and this is Paskin Shachanach. That's written all writing, and same with regarding Shabbos, like we said, old name, old Rishonim. Says afterwards, I found in the Yehuda that he also writes like what we wrote that all the letterings are all Minat Torah, and it concludes Akapam Dar Izeru is a Yachad Bedav, and we don't find any of one else saying what he says. Some of the Dirshus, Dirshu number 37, we said Dibur is forbidden, Mahir is permitted. So too, to look at the work that's being done by a non-Jew to learn from it, Mishbura it's in Shin Mem that's permitted, conditionally, that he just happens to be there. But it's forbidden to go deliberately go to there to go see it. And he adds on that even in the way that's permitted, should not be speaking with a non-Jew because of the Issa Mimsi Chavzcha. Now this had to look at work that's being done to a non-Jew to learn from it. For some of them writes, that's only when it's not recognizable from his looking at the work, what's his purpose? But if he says explicitly that he wants to learn, that's forbidden. Similar to what's brought in Shubis Shilas Yevitz, that's forbidden to look at a work of, let's say, a surgery on Shabbos to learn from it. Meister, Pshlom Zam holds, but it's permitted for a doctor to look at a surgery to learn from it because he needs it to know how to heal, but a student that's not busy with sick people should be stringent regarding this. There's issue number 39. To bring a dangerously ill person a book to read from, and the place where there's no Arab to calm down, Shem Zem holds that's forbidden. He explains that there's the difference regarding this halacha and the halacha of a sick person that's asking for a justified request, for example, to see his relatives, and versus like to read a book, which is not necessarily a justified request. There's number 40, to violate other Yisroel Rabbanim because of a sick person that's tilting towards death. Aruch HaShulchan writes, it's forbidden to violate on them as long as the doctor doesn't say that there's a danger if you don't fulfill his words. And they did not permit a Mila Akim, which is only because of Mimsa Chavzach B'da B'dav. However, Shem Zamah was permitted for a Jew to go by foot out of the Tchum to bring the relatives of the sick person when it's within 12 mil, because Issa Tchum in such a situation is only Rabban. That's his brought in Shubhash Shoyle Meshib. It's permitted to ride on a horse to bring the relatives of the sick person, but he writes not to wear garments that make him look Jewish because of Chil Hashem. Kabachayim writes in the name of Shubhash Hari Besamim, that's permitted to travel on a train for this purpose. And now, to connect by telephone to the relatives of a sick person, Shem Zamah is not sure, but it's permitted that even though when you connect that the fire at the central source of the wires gets lit up the fire, and it's Issa Deraisa, however, that's not for the purposes of the talk at all. Look what we write in Simon Shinu Yimel Sepkot Memhei, that according to the Chaznish, the Etzim Shemesh with Chashma, with electricity, it's Asim Deraisa, because it's a Baina. Now, the reason that by a sick person that's tilting to death, that was not permitted to violate Malach Asim Deraisa, so that he doesn't become overwhelmed, Shubhisik Samesha writes, that's because there's no Pekuach Nefesh regarding this, because the whole danger that's happening to the sick person is a concern that maybe he's going to be overwhelmed and he's going to kill himself, and that doesn't apply to someone that's sick, that is tilting towards death. Nisikarelz holds that, explaining the Salacha, that by Tir Fadas, it's not a Sakana Gemur, it's not a full-fledged danger, it's just that it's close to Pekuach Nefesh. However, in the place where there is a concern that maybe the sick person can become in danger of his life, one should be Mechal Shabbos, even by Mlachza Asim Dereis, that's in Shubhashab Levi, that a place where there is a concern, a substantial concern of Tir Fadas, it might overwhelm his nervous system, that you could be inclined to permit him to violate even by Mlachza Asim Dereis. Dish number 41, the Mishbir Selukim HaGibram, he writes that even the Paskin Shogunov Yerodesim Kabbalah is Medele Ketchila. Oh, we said that. Dish number 42, in our times, that the Arabs in Eretz Yisrael don't worship idolatry, Shubhis Mechazis writes that according to the words of the Sefer Mizbech Adama, there's no heter, there's no permissibility to acquire from them a house on Shabbos. So Kavachayim brings that Chachmi Yerushalayim permitted to let workers build on Shabbos a dilapidated building that was bought from the non-Jews, even explicitly, even out in the open, since there's no Issa Olam Midrabban. That's the B'Shalom Zaman holds that it's permitted in our times to go to see an apartment of a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos, if he's thinking about buying it, as brought in Zipkun Alf, and from the stimulus of the words, it would seem that they did not differentiate between Arabs and other idol worshippers. Dish number 43, regarding the honor of a dead person, for example, let's say they need a doctor to write a release before the end of his shift, and if he doesn't write it right now, it's going to hold back the Levaya, and it's going to be degrading for the dead person. But Shem Shem holds, it's permitted to tell non-Jew to write it, combining the sheets that are under Ramah, the writing in a different language is not Asim Natar. So regarding a sick person that there's no Sakana, which he cannot go on Shabbos to a doctor that's Shem Shabbos, or he could, just that the doctor that's not Shem Shabbos is a better doctor. So Shubhis Yad Yitzchak writes that he could go to the doctor is not a Shomer Shabbos, even when he knows that he's going to write for him a prescription on Shabbos. And the reason for this is that combining the opinion as a rule that it's not an Issa Deraisa to write in, let's say, the English language, in a way that the doctor is writing in a different language, and he's not printing on the computer letters that are similar to Ksav Ashuri. Now, regarding the actual words of the Shubhis Yad Yitzchak, regarding permissibility of going to a doctor, Rosh Hashem holds that even when it's clear that the doctor is going to violate a full-fledged Issa Daraisa, you can be lenient regarding this, and conditionally that he's going to ask him not to mechallel Shabbos for him, because since the doctor is obligated to heal him, and he's going accordingly, like halachically to him, if the doctor on his own is mechallel Shabbos, you could say, Halei Taylor Rosh Biyamas, let, you know, a person can do whatever he wants, you know, to ruin it for himself. And just like a lender does not have to hold back from claiming a debt from a borrower, even when he knows that because of that, he's going to curse him, he's going to blaspheme him, he's going to swear falsely, that's not his own fault. Dish number 44, this time we would not lean even regarding other mitzvahs because that the non-Jew could write it in backhanded. For example, let's say with his left hand, and this is writing with his right hand, you would say maybe he's doing for his own benefit, like we discussed in the Shin Zayin Sipkot Yotes. Chaim Kanevsky answers that since it's very difficult to write like that, we don't say like it's possible and like it's, as if he's doing it for himself, for his own convenience. Dish number 48, on the words of Rabbi Halacha, that the Ramo quotes his words to be concerned for his opinion. So, when you have to sign, because Bekuach Nefesh, for example, let's say for a surgery or something like that, Rosh Hashem Zaman holds, in the name of Reb Epstein, that one should better try to do it in a different language, because according to Shifta Zerua, then you're not violating an Isser. And Rosh Hashem Zaman comments on this, that even when he signs in Lashon Kodesh, if it's not like Savashuri, that's also not their eyes according to Ezra, and therefore you don't have to really do it better. It wouldn't really help much better to do it in another language.